world, the 18th shadow governs the integrity of your mental body, your mind. The secret of this shadow is the gradual realization that your outer life is your greater body. The more deeply you accept responsibility for this, the less personally you take life and the easier it becomes. The 18th shadow is thus a place inside your DNA that causes you to become mentally attached to the material world and all its distractions, which in the long run only serves to increase your suffering. However, as you escape the victim mind, you begin to alter the coding structure of this aspect of your DNA, thereby attracting a higher energetic frequency stream into your life and changing everything for the better. Repressive nature. Inferiority. The repressive side of the 18th shadow is about feeling inferior. This pattern first develops through our relationship with our parents, particularly during our teen years. If our parents judge us too harshly during these formative years, a pattern of self-judgment sets in. If you are one of these people, then your pattern is to turn judgment in on yourself. Out of your own self-judgment, you become a conformist, going along with the majority instead of standing up for yourself and your own convictions. All judgment is based on comparison, and with self-judgment, you compare yourself unfavorably to someone who you consider to be above you. This, in turn, gives rise to a deep-seated feeling of inferiority and a constant habit of undermining yourself. Reactive nature. Superiority. The reactive side of the 18th shadow manifests as the judgment of others based on feeling superior. This judgment emerges as a constant need to challenge any authority figure, beginning with the parents. If the process of challenging one's parents is not permitted a natural resolution, this behavior pattern becomes a permanent part of one's character. It occurs when our parents do not maintain strong enough boundaries around us and instead fall victim to their own self-judgments. The urge to challenge then becomes cemented by an unconscious anger in the child that the parents were not strong enough to maintain their integrity. This translates in the teen's life to a deep disrespect for authority and a belief that one is somehow above it. These are volatile people whose very identity is then built around the undermining of others. The 18th gift, integrity. Taking on the world. The 18th gene key is psychologically extremely profound. It is actually the basis of psychology because it holds the keys to human conditioning. From the moment a child is born, an innate urge inside its DNA begins to explore the boundaries of its environment. This gene key is about the material, emotional, and mental boundaries that you meet throughout your life. Because we are biologically imprinted in 7-year cycles, it is possible to say that we have not fully incarnated into our lives until the age of 21. The first 7 years critically tests the integrity of the physical world through the development of our physical foundations, our skeletal structure, muscles, basic physiology and movement. The second 7-year cycle sees the development of our emotional life as we pass through puberty and learn to handle our sexuality and the way it governs our basic identity through attraction and repulsion. The third 7-year phase completes our incarnative cycle into adulthood by way of our teen years, when our thinking develops extremely rapidly and we adopt a mental structure made up of many levels of judgment and opinion. Each of the three phases of our early life is built upon each other in a logarithmic fashion. This means that a problem encountered in the first cycle will appear again at the same junction in the second and third cycles. Throughout each of these cycles, the codon ring of matter and its associated gene keys play a crucial role through continued testing of the outer environment. Essentially, these gene keys are looking for constant biofeedback so that the child can orient itself in the world in a healthy manner. The three phases, physical, emotional, and mental, are governed by the 46th, 48th, and 18th gene keys, respectively, whereas the 57th gene key lays down the even deeper seeds of these three phases through the three trimesters during gestation. Thus, this codon ring is of huge importance at the developmental level, as it governs the very infrastructure of our physical, emotional, and mental health. As the gene keys are understood in more depth, these four in particular will bring a great revolution in the way in which we approach the whole notion of child education. Since the 18th gene key governs your intellectual development through your teen years, from 14 to 21, it answers a lot of questions that parents may have about this challenging phase of young adulthood. The patterns that emerge in this third cycle of your life are dependent on what happened in the earlier two cycles. If, for example, your parents split up during the middle of the second phase, then this same type of upheaval will appear in your life in the middle of your third cycle, that this time it will have a mental focus rather than an emotional one. At every stage in your early development, you have many opportunities to heal aspects of earlier cycles, or depending on how you and those around you deal with these challenges, you will imprint these low-frequency patterns even more deeply into your psyche. The third seven-year cycle, governed by the 18th gene key, is therefore the most critical cycle, because it represents the last chance parents have to help their child reach true adulthood. If the parents are not rooted deeply in their own integrity, they will fail to create the proper environment for the child to pass cleanly through this most challenging phase. The 18th gene key thus determines whether a child enters adulthood as an integrated adult or as a wounded child posing as an adult. Naturally, parents have to set some strong boundaries during this teenage phase, but the 18th gene key is not really about this. The secret of the gift of integrity is to be able to hold your own space without reacting to your judgments or self-judgments. As a parent, you will be drawn in by the upheaval of this period in a child's life, but as a parent, you also have to learn to stand back from it and trust in it. If parents truly understand how crucial their role is during this phase in their child's life, they might act with less judgment and feel much surer of themselves. Integrity as a vibration means far more than just holding fast to your values. It is actually a word often used by architects and engineers to describe the strength of material structures. Integrity is a deeply physical attribute and is actually a function of your immune system in maintaining the tensile strength within your body. For many people who have to resolve issues from their teenage cycle, it will take a full 7 years, whether through therapy, bodywork, or some other sustained system that targets your conditioning. Integrity is born into the human vehicle, but it also has to be earned, whether during teen years or later on in life. When a person has attained the gift of integrity or grown into it through a healthy passage into adulthood, it will remain forever, because it is the true nature of every human being. One of the greatest opportunities of the 64 gene keys is afforded to parents. If you can see the higher frequency of your child from the moment of birth, and if you can continuously hold that frequency for them through thick and through thin, you will see a living miracle growing before your very eyes. If the 18th gene key is prominent in your hologenetic profile, Your life will continually bring you back to these recurring issues rooted in your childhood. You will have to understand what made you the way you are in order to release the aspects of your conditioning that do not belong to you. In time, this will make you a master of understanding the ways conditioning works, and you can help others break free, just as you have. When you are free from the trap of the victim mind, your judgment becomes integrity, the arch enemy of the victim mind. It is the same energy, the same archetype, but experienced from a higher level of consciousness. Judgment, criticism, and correction are magnificent qualities when used in the right way. The gift of integrity is about demanding and maintaining a high standard in everything you do. As a fully healed adult, your purpose is to help others complete their childhoods so that they can finally enjoy their lives and pass on their integrity to their children. To uphold integrity, you have to be courageous. You have to challenge anything and anyone who does not meet your high standards. To live with integrity is to take on the whole world, to challenge it to meet the high standards you are setting. Wherever you see someone living with integrity, you are seeing someone using the power of judgment in an objective and impersonal way. This is the great gift of the 18th Gene Key, not to use or take judgment personally, but to learn to judge from your heart. Judging from the heart can never be cruel, because true integrity has only one purpose, to serve the whole in the spirit of truth and compassion. The 18th Siddhi, Perfection, the Bodhisattva. Just as the 18th gift completes our journey from childhood to adulthood, the 18th Siddhi shows us how to heal our mental anguish and assume our true place in the universe as whole adults. It does this through tireless, compassionate service to the vision of perfection. When you put your integrity in service to the whole, an amazing thing happens. You become more and more dissatisfied. The more good you do, the more you realize how much more you could do. This is known as divine dissatisfaction. Everywhere you look, you see how the world could be improved. As you become more and more anchored in your integrity, you aim higher and higher in your service. Perfection is the highest vision a human being can aim for, and you do begin to aim for this highest of ideals, not for yourself, but for the sake of the world. At this level, you are using the archetype of judgment to challenge the fabric of reality itself. The higher levels are infinite and therefore seem impossible to attain. But like a Zen koan that cannot be solved by the mind, if you keep aiming for perfection, it will eventually blossom within you as a natural state. You will pass beyond the very definition of perfection. The 18th Siddhi contains some profound paradoxes. Living in a state of perfection entails the death of the mind, and, as such, perfection is an ending. When you realize perfection, evolution ends. That the 18th Siddhi is the source of the tradition of the Bodhisattva vow. The Bodhisattva is a being who forgoes his or her highest state of consciousness in order to stay in the world and help others attain that state. This tradition holds a deeply metaphorical genetic truth. Our genes are all bodhisattvas, programmed to serve the whole until it has attained perfection. We have seen that the 18th gene key is designed to ensure human health by constantly challenging our environment to come in line with higher principles. What then is perfect health? This is an interesting question because it involves the whole of creation. The true physical health of humanity cannot be attained until all human wounds have been healed. Even though a human may attain a state of perfection beyond all human understanding, the body is still a part of humanity, and as long as there are still wounds in the world, almost nobody can experience perfect health. In other words, perfect health cannot occur unless the whole is healed. This is why the siddhic states of consciousness still have a purpose in the world. They reflect the state of inner perfection to all humanity, so that in time we will recreate that state in the outer world as well. The 18th siddhi will also one day bring a new science of mental healing into the world. This science will be built upon the understanding that the mind is an energy field existing on its own plane. As we begin to unlock this siddhi, so our minds can be used to heal mental, emotional, and even physical problems instantaneously. Even deep psychic disturbances, like madness, can be completely healed through contact with this 18th siddhi. It will herald a new age of healing in which human perfection will come thicker and faster than we may believe. The codon ring of matter ensures that the whole of humanity must one day reach a state of perfection where evolution ends and we as a species finally enter the dimension of eternity. Each of the gene keys within this ring is responsible for an aspect of this spiritualization of the material plane. The 18th siddhi contains the knowledge of how to bring perfection to earth through the mental plane. To the one who lives within this siddhi, perfection is already here as an imprint underlying all creation. These people live in the Eden that we all long for, but paradoxically, they must help move that state from the inner reality to the outer. The 18th siddhi is not often seen in the world today. It involves the incarnation of an archetype of perfection. Such people are tireless in the service they give to humanity. Paradoxically, they know through personal spiritual experience that the world is perfect exactly as it is. There is nothing about the world that need be improved, yet they are driven by this archetype of perfection to keep tirelessly improving both themselves and the world until the day they die. All beings within the siddhic state share this dilemma of having completed their inner evolution, yet find themselves still living in the world. The physical vehicle completely changes its programming after entering the highest siddhic state of enlightenment. If the 18th gene key is activated within your hologenetic profile, then you will continue to lead humanity towards perfection in any and every way you can conceive of. Often, such people are called saints. Another aspect of the 18th siddhi concerns the way in which we think, and especially the way in which we think about others. One of the great universal laws is that energy follows thought. This gene key has enormous power over the mental plane and can completely reformat a person's mental reality. Someone demonstrating the 18th siddhi is above the victim mind. When they look at someone, even someone who appears genuinely evil, they see only the higher self hidden in that person. By holding this high thought frequency around that person, they actually influence hidden currents of energy that raise the frequency of the other. This is called siddhic thinking, and it involves thinking with the heart. This is much more than positive thinking. Siddhic thinking is really an energy field surrounding the aura of the one manifesting the 18th siddhi, and in this sense it should not be considered thinking in the normal sense of the word. Each gene key has its own higher programming function. Some are designed to just sit there awash in the bliss of their nirvana, whilst others have far more definitive roles to fulfill. The 18th siddhi actually serves a very mystical purpose. It heals the split in the mental plane itself, bringing humanity closer and closer to its realization of oneness. It cannot and will not sit still until this great rift in the world mind has been healed. Higher reality perceives the mind not as a mere function of the human brain, but as a mental body or plane woven into the living aura. This mental body is both an individual construct in the human auric field and a great plane that unites all human beings as one. Perfection only exists within the timeless realm. It is beyond time and space because it is the end of evolution. The Bodhisattva, Jean Keys, keep returning to our planet as individual human beings whose sole purpose is to build this collective vision of perfection on the material plane. All human beings are involved in this great dance, whether we are aware of it or not. We are all moving towards this single dream of a species that will one day attain perfection and reach the end of its story. As we will all one day see, the end of the story also happens to be the beginning of our universal life. 19th Jean Key. The Future Human Being. Programming Partner, 33rd Jean Key. Codon Ring, the Ring of Gaia. 1960-61. Physiology, body hair. Amino acid, isoleucine. The 19th shadow, codependence. The great change. Along with the 49th and the 55th shadows, the 19th shadow is perhaps the most topical shadow of our current age. We are living through a time of unprecedented global mutation. This mutation is on many different levels, from the most physical to the most spiritual. To truly capture the essence of what is occurring to humanity, one needs to look not so much at the spiritual dimension, but at the opposite end of the spectrum, the biogenetic. The mind of man is steeped in causality. As long as we recognize a cause, we believe there is a purpose. If you are a geneticist, everything you look at appears to serve the purpose of the evolution of life, whereas if you are a mystic, everything serves the purpose of the evolution of consciousness. For millennia, humanity has tried to understand the purpose of life from the spiritual dimension, but until fairly recently, we have not had the ability to understand the purpose of life from the material dimension. With the advent of genetics, we are beginning to see the microprocesses that drive evolution itself. A scientist might say that man's spiritual evolution comes about as a result of his biological evolution. The mystic tends to see it the opposite way around. What is fascinating about the scientific view is that it focuses on the lower frequency realms, the realm of matter. The 19th shadow represents an aspect of our genome that is currently undergoing an intense mutation. A mutation is a spontaneous and usually sudden quantum leap from one state to another. In genetics, mutations are often the mistakes that happen when genes copy one another. Such mistakes can lead to fascinating new chemical combinations, which can in turn lead to the evolution of entirely new forms. The 19th shadow of codependence has its roots deep within our tribal ancestral past. Codependence refers to the state of consciousness below independence. To be independent means to rely only upon yourself, whereas to be codependent means to rely on outside agencies. As primitives, we primarily relied upon nature for our survival, and because we relied upon an outside agency, we anthropomorphized it. In other words, we created gods to represent that agency. Thus, it is out of the 19th shadow that all the world religions have been born. Our relationship with God, or a set of gods, is a purely codependent relationship because it is based on this need for outside authority. It is here, in the 19th gene key, that one of the great human stories is coded, the story of our relationship to God. As long as man believes in a God outside himself, the frequency of our planet will remain at the level of the 19th shadow. The vibration of human suffering depends upon the existence of a separate authority of a higher frequency than us. This last sentence is the ultimate definition of what it means to be a victim, which is what characterizes the shadow frequency. The programming partner to the 19th shadow is the 33rd shadow of forgetting. In creating a God out there, we have forgotten the power that lies dormant within us. The ultimate reliance we have outside ourselves is on food. God has always been about food, and food has always been about territory. Food production was based upon tribal territory, which is why the different nations and cultures developed in the first place. But today, at least in the developed world, food no longer has to come from our own tribe. It can be flown in from anywhere in the world. For one thing, our dietary needs are changing as we learn to manipulate our environment with greater efficiency. Through sciences such as nuclear physics and genetics, humanity is beginning to play God more and more, and is thus moving from a state of codependence to a state of independence. Because we can now outwit the gods with modern technology, we no longer need them as much. The more advanced the society, the deeper we question God as an outside agency. However, the 19th shadow is currently undergoing a huge genetic mutation, which means that man's reliance on religion is also undergoing a transformation. The old tribal fears of not having enough are dying, and with them the great religions. The breaking of such a deep-seated and ancient codependent relationship has powerful repercussions for our world. The old ways must die to the new. Such is the purpose of mutation, and the process is one of destruction. Only as the dust finally settles will the new creation become fully realized. The reason all of this can seem so terrifying is that it represents a fork in our evolutionary development in which an entirely new path is opening, a path in which human beings will have to leave behind the old tribal codependent ways. The whole world is dividing into those who are becoming more independent and those who cling to the comfort of the old ways. On a global level, we are beginning to see this made manifest now in the battle between globalization and factionalism, and between science and religion. For us as individuals, the transformation of the 19th shadow will see its deepest manifestation in our relationships. The old-style codependent relationships of the working husband and the homebound wife are giving way to a new level of independence. Whether we like this or not, it is occurring all across the developed world. Our children are growing up as the children of society rather than the children of a single tribal family. Because of the huge genetic shifts taking place across the board, male-female relationship dynamics are more challenging than ever. A great change is coming, and roles are changing to accommodate the birth of a new paradigm. Although it may be a difficult birth, in the not-too-distant future, the 19th shadow will have disappeared entirely from our world. The contemporary mutation moving through this 19th gene key is having an unprecedented effect on all life on our planet. As a vital aspect of the codon ring of Gaia, along with the 60th and the 61st gene keys, it is breaking down the very patterns of the world's psyche. The reactive rigidity of the 60th shadow and the psychosis of the 61st shadow have long held sway on our planet. A great reaction is occurring within the chemistry of our DNA as the old ways appear to tighten their grip on the only reality they have known. There is enormous fear being generated through the shadows of this codon ring, and enormous potential violence as our codependence is broken. However, the truth is that all life is and always has been interdependent, because all life is one. Even independence is an illusion, and this realization is bringing an end to the world psychosis that operates out of the 19th shadow's low-frequency, survival-based reality. It is through this ring of Gaia that we must and will eventually see and will live once again in union with all beings that share this planet Earth. Repressive nature, needy. The repressive nature of the 19th shadow emerges as neediness or clinging. These are people who cannot let go of the past out of a fear of being alone. This creates catastrophic relationship dynamics based on making other people victims of their need. Repressive natures can be very cunning with the way they transmit their shadow patterns. These people will very likely use subtle tools, such as guilt, to get their own needs met. They need to feel needed, and they will act out all kinds of dramas, often totally unconsciously, to get the attention they crave. They are masters of negative attention, drawing other people's energy towards them without caring what expression it takes. Even violence is a form of attention. The only way to break out of such patterns is to move into independence. Reactive nature, isolated. The angry expression of this gene key is isolationist. These people refuse any attention, loudly proclaiming that they don't need anyone. Such a nature only pretends to be independent, while beneath the surface they seethe with rage. Of course, people that isolate themselves like this always take great care to do it right before everyone else's eyes. They make a point of showing you how alone they are, craving the attention it brings them, and becoming even more embittered when others leave them alone. Ironically, when others do try and support them or offer them friendship, they usually explode, projecting all their pent-up anger onto the other person. It is easy to see how the repressive and the reactive nature together create the perfect dynamic of the typical dysfunctional codependent relationship. The 19th gift, sensitivity. The Whisperers. The gift of sensitivity is about being highly attuned to the needs of others. In order to be able to sense others and their needs, you must first become independent from them, which is what this 19th gift is about. The moment you reach the frequency of independence, your natural energy becomes apparent. This 19th gift is also a gift of touch. It does not have to be literal touch, although it can be. Many of these people are gifted healers or therapists. It is more than just a physical sense of touch, but a touch with people as well as animals. As we learned from its shadow, this gene key is rooted in material need, and when you elevate the frequency from your own need, you suddenly become aware of the needs of everything and everyone around you. This makes the 19th gift a great environmental barometer. There is a rare phenomenon in human beings known as synesthesia. Synesthesia is the genetic ability to link different senses internally. For example, to smell with your eyes or sense colors with your hands. It is actually deeply connected to the 19th gift and can often be activated when a higher frequency passes through this gene key. Synesthesia is a byproduct of increased sensitivity to your sensory environment. If this 19th gift is an aspect of your hologenetic profile, then it is highly possible that you may discover latent abilities that allow you to feel deeply into your environment, and in particular, to sense the emotional patterns and needs of others through the living auric field. Many artists and healers have these kind of gifts and can sense the hidden higher energy fields through their fingers or through their skin or hair. Sensing these fields in nature allows you to see a completely different world from most people, a world of energy fluctuations, intense colors, moods, and internal pressure patterns. In the deepest sense, the higher frequencies of the 19th gene key have access to the realms of magic. We may recall that the 19th shadow finds its basis in the human dependence on external food. The 19th gift simply shifts this perspective to a higher level. At a higher frequency, food is really life energy, or what the ancients called prana or chi. This gift allows you increased sensitivity to this living bioenergy that connects all creatures. When your heart and being opens to sense the abundance of this energy throughout nature, you become for the first time emotionally independent. Only the activation of the love inside your own DNA gives you this wider sense of being. Furthermore, because this 19th gene key is one of the first places in the human genome where the great change is having an immediate impact, the movement from codependence to independence is something we see increasingly throughout our human cultures. In its early stages, it is not an easy passage. Suddenly, having increased sensitivity to your environment makes you more aware than ever of your old tendencies towards codependence. Even though you may have opened your heart to the great change, most of the world still has not done so, which puts you in a position of great responsibility, not to mention discomfort. We are seeing such responses to the great change all across our culture today as human beings become more aware of how much damage our codependence is doing to our environment. The 19th gene key is a genetic portal into the unconscious, and particularly into the collective unconscious. Interestingly, this gift seems to have strong activation in cultures that live close to nature, such as indigenous cultures. In such tribal groups, there has always been an increased sensitivity to those regions that are beyond the five senses. What modern humans often interpret as naivete in such cultures is in fact a heightened genetic sensitivity to the quantum reality of the unconscious. As this gene key reawakens in humanity, we see changes in our dream life, and through this portal, we can reconnect with our ancient sense of the magic that comes through dreams. People with the 19th gift are often shamans because of their increased sensitivity to other worlds and other realms. The 19th gene key is one of three primary portals, along with the 62nd and the 12th gene keys, that allow humanity access to other evolutionary kingdoms within nature. These kingdoms, which have often been referred to as the angelic or devic realms, are planes of consciousness that follow a similar evolutionary pattern to humanity, but in parallel dimensions. The 19th gene key behaves like a genetic marker in human DNA, and only when you hit a certain genetic frequency does that marker activate the portal, allowing information to cross clearly between these parallel worlds. Certain human beings have always been credited, or indeed discredited, with the ability to see fairies or hear voices of spirits or angels. This is a genetic ability that comes specifically through the 19th gift. Of course, the 19th shadow also has its low-frequency counterparts, which can cause human beings to tune into the lower or subterranean kingdoms, often known as the demon realm. As a matter of fact, most human beings are directly influenced by these parallel evolutions, whether they realize it or not. Only a higher virtuous frequency allows you to become independent of these shadow forces, which otherwise pull you again and again into lower frequency patterns and emotional states. The 19th gift has a particularly powerful link with the mammal kingdom, because it acts as a portal between the unconscious and conscious realms. Those who know how to use this portal can access information from other realms apart from the human. Since this gene key has evolved from humanity's relationship to food, it also evolved out of our relationship to nature, since traditionally we killed animals for our food, especially mammals. This ancient sacrificial relationship between humans and animals is actually based upon a timeless sacred pact between the two species. Those with sensitivity will know the future destiny of this cross-species contract. Most tribal cultures contain legends of a time when animals and humans were a single consciousness, and in the future, this is our eventual destiny. To once again enter the collective quantum field where both humans and animals coexist. It is this ancient connection in our DNA between other mammals and humans that is the origin of the Whisperers, specially gifted people who can communicate with animals or who can act as a bridge between entirely different species. Such people can tune into the ancestral gene pools of certain species and often feel a profound connection to nature at a deeper level than ordinary people. In tribal societies, the shaman's specific skill was to bridge the ancestral spirit behind the tribe to the individuals within the tribe. This is a direct reflection of the function of the 19th gift. People with these gifts have always been humanity's natural interpreters of other realms. Their increased awareness of the energetic pathways and portals between all realms, material, emotional, mental, and divine, marked them as pioneers and initiators into these magical realms. In today's world, people with the 19th gift are likely to use their sensitivity in any field where people are working together in groups. Their ability to unconsciously sense the needs of others means that they are often seen as psychic. However, they can also be very grounded in the reality of the needs of the material plane. For example, they can use their heightened sensitivity to bring balance to the spheres of money, work, and relationships. In fact, their very presence brings focus to these kinds of issues. This gift truly spans all realms, and its future function, as we shall see, is to collapse the barriers that separate them, thus fusing together the ancient magical realms with the modern material plane. The 19th Siddhi, Sacrifice. The 5th Initiation, the Annunciation. The path of frequency through the 19th gift goes from codependence to independence and finally to interdependence. Interdependence represents a quantum leap beyond the other two, and its realization is the future destiny of our species. In many ways, it is the 19th shadow of codependence that contains the seed of the 19th Siddhi of sacrifice. In a codependent relationship, both partners have sacrificed a part of their true selves to the relationship, and the resulting lack of synthesis they feel drives the negative patterns of the relationship. In a relationship that is truly interdependent, both partners also sacrifice their sense of individuality into a higher vision of their divinity, holding nothing back for themselves at all. The true meaning of interdependence is about entering into a state of union with all beings in the cosmos, which involves the death of the separate self. This kind of sacrifice can only occur when you give your heart unconditionally to another. Instead of dying, you are actually reborn as a higher dimensional being. In surrendering your smaller self, you attain realization of your greater self. Through the 19th gene key, you can see how each level of frequency has to transcend itself entirely. Once humans overcome their codependence on outside agencies, they finally achieve independence. Likewise, once they attain independence, they have to take another great leap to give up their hard-earned independence and trust in the totality itself. This surrender to the collective structure involves sacrifice at the highest level of the word's meaning. This is the sacrifice of your separate identity, and perhaps far more frightening for the separate self, it is the sacrifice of your body. The 19th city shares a profound connection with the 49th city of rebirth. These two cities represent the key mystical process that will eventually overtake the human species. Great secrets are held within the world's great myths, and here we can see the myth of sacrifice, the Norse Odin hanging upside down on the world tree, or Christ hanging on the cross. All sacrificial myths lead to a rebirth, and all such myths are anthropomorphoses of deep genetic secrets hidden within human DNA. As we have seen, this 19th gene key has a deep connection with the animal kingdoms. Humanity has evolved out of the animal realm. We are the result of a series of genetic mutations that took place in primates and finally led to the creation of a new species, Homo sapiens. Through this 19th city, you can see how consciousness has traveled through form after form, each time creating a more complex form in order to house a higher frequency than the previous one. At every level within this chain, the higher form has lived off the form below it in order to keep evolving. Life is thus a living chain of sacrifice. Earth is really the breeding ground for a series of genetic leaps that parallel the awakening of our full spiritual realization. Our awareness is like a series of Russian dolls. As we make each leap in awareness, we come to realize we are housed within a wider framework than we had previously understood. There are a total of 9 dimensions that our Earth has to move through, and as we pass through each of these initiations, we have to sacrifice our smaller, local self before finally being born as a true universal human being. Consciousness is now beginning to outstrip man and is reaching out for a higher form. But the new form must emerge out of the old one, so deep within human DNA, new mutations are being triggered. This is one of the main reasons for the vast population explosion on the planet. Our genes require the maximum diversity in order to trigger a genetic mutation potent enough to reshape Homo sapiens into something quite different. It is also the reason why so many new diseases are emerging through our DNA. They are all early mutations, precursors of what is to follow. Through the 19th city, it is not only the individual that must sacrifice him or herself into the whole, but also the whole human species that must be sacrificed. Everything we see happening in the world around us, from pollution to global warming to wars and social upheaval, is a result of the profound genetic process we are undergoing. For those with the 19th city, the focus is always on the future needs of humanity rather than the current needs. These people understand what is to come as well as what we must go through. Such people stand alone as heralds of a future consciousness, and their lives are a magnificent example of sacrifice to that consciousness. They emerge during times of great mutation, since they themselves are in the grip of that mutation. With their hypersensitive mutated DNA, they see the new form emerging and do their utmost to prepare people for the coming consciousness shift. They are highly sensitized bridges to the new human and have the ability to siphon information about the new paradigm from behind the veil of the future into the present. Every Siddhi has to make its sacrifice in this way, because each of them represents a being from the future that works in the present. The 19th Siddhi contains the secrets of mystical initiation. Every aspect of the earth's consciousness must move through the 9 portals of initiation before our collective planetary evolution comes to an end. Each of these initiations is explored in more depth within the 22nd gene key. The 9 portals of planetary initiation. 1. Birth. 2. Baptism. 3. Confirmation. 4. Matrimony. 5. Annunciation. 6. Communion. 7. Ordination. 8. Sanctification. 9. Glorification. Each initiation brings us into a wider awareness of our interdependence with the whole. When the 19th Siddhi manifests in form, then a great being makes an individual sacrifice on behalf of the whole. This is the mystery and hidden meaning of the life of Christ. Through an individual sacrifice, the 19th Siddhi allows the entire collective to pass through a group initiation. We can see how the Christian rites hold the codes of the great initiations, even though they have been effectively frozen into structures that have little or nothing to do with the initiations themselves, which occur organically and usually over the course of many incarnations. The Ring of Gaia, then, of which this gene key is a vital aspect, connects all Earth beings on this same initiatory journey. As the ultimate form manifestation of Gaia, humanity stands on the cusp of one of the greatest initiations, the 5th initiation of the Annunciation. Mystically speaking, this great initiation has to do with the conception of a holy child within the body of humanity. Thus, the whole of humanity must sacrifice its independence for a higher vision. This mystical annunciation can only take place through the Synarchy, the communion of evolved souls who collectively pioneer this great sacrificial impulse. The 19th Siddhi will be one of the first Siddhis that awakens in man at a collective level. As soon as the great mutation has occurred within humanity, and we pass through the 5th initiation, we will see what kind of shift has taken place. One of the traits of the new human will be an incredible sensitivity that is far beyond being psychic. The awareness in such a being will not recognize itself as being separate from other human beings, thus they will work for all of humanity without caring for themselves. Although we call that sacrifice, it is not so for them, since they will know no other way to live. This 19th Siddhi is a herald of the future forms that will house higher frequencies of consciousness, and as such, it displays the great inadequacy of our language. Just as our language has evolved out of our reliance on the 5 senses, future forms will operate through entirely different languages. Current human language is auditory, but future forms will communicate through their environment using a sense that is closer to what we call touch. This is the true language of Gaia, the interconnective auric tissue that brings all beings of the planetary sphere into full awareness of their inherent unity. 20th Gene Key. The Sacred Om. Programming Partner, 34th Gene Key. Codon Ring, the Ring of Life and Death. 3, 20, 23, 24, 27, 42. Physiology, brainstem, medulla. Amino acid, leucine. The 20th shadow, superficiality. The insect revolution. The language of the 20th gene key and its various frequencies is a purely existential language. It doesn't really involve thought or thinking in any way at all, and as such, it is quite challenging to grasp at an intellectual level. The 20th shadow, in particular, concerns how deeply consciousness is able to incarnate into a human form. The more impeded consciousness is within the form, the less pure its expression will be. This gene key is about the quantity of consciousness that can express itself through a human being, and in this sense, it is one of the most mystical of all the 64 gene keys. In the case of the 20th shadow, very little consciousness can express itself at all, so that we see a very watered-down reflection of life's real potential coming through human beings operating at this frequency. The role of this shadow is to keep human beings just on the fringe of life, without really plunging in. It is the shadow of superficiality. It may sound as though the 20th shadow is somehow the fault of human beings, and that perhaps if we were to do things differently, or better, we might escape this plight. However, as we shall see, this aspect of our DNA is very ancient. In fact, it has led us to our current state of evolution. The 20th gene key and its shadow represent a part of the human genome that developed through species that preceded human beings. Most notably, this gene key is the main aspect that humans share with the world of insects and opens up some striking parallels between these two worlds. When we observe insects, one of the things that we can see is how incredibly busy they always seem to be. Most insects only live for a very brief period of time during the summer months, and during those days, weeks or months, they live pure existential lives whose only focus is to stay alive and reproduce. Early hominids lived in a similar existential reality, during a time when genetic programming was mostly expressed through the physical body, through breathing, eating, killing, and having sex. The further we go back in our evolution, the more existential our lives appear to have been. All of this changed with the development of the human neocortex, since this precipitated a shift in the geography of our awareness from our physical instincts to the rapidly burgeoning cognitive abilities in the brain. A strange thing happens when human beings begin to think. It appears that we leave the present moment. This illusion occurs because the mind can only think in a linear fashion, placing every object of thought into a temporal framework. This is the trade-off of the incredible abilities of the mind. For all its genius, it is limited to thinking within the domains of a false reality called time. To the extent that you are dominated by your thinking, consciousness is impeded from functioning fully. This is what we refer to in this gene key as superficiality. To live superficially means to live within the false illusions fabricated by the mind. Many of us yearn for the so-called old days when the human mind did not have such a grip on our reality and we lived a more primitive, simpler, and somehow purer existence. The fact is that it wasn't purer in any way at all, and evolution cannot travel backwards. When we, like animals, functioned entirely from our instincts, we had very little sense of morality or conscience. If we were instantly projected there now, the good old days would probably seem both horrific and barbaric to us. The evolution of the human brain has changed the face of our planet, particularly over the past 100 years, and though we sometimes like to complain about the state of the world, this transformation has, for the most part, been hugely beneficial. The interesting thing about human beings is that we are a mixture of ancient instinctive animal awareness, our current rational mental awareness, and a future holistic spiritual awareness, that is about to come fully online. Our nostalgia about the old days actually stems from a genetic memory inside us of a very early epoch in human evolution in which our spiritual awareness was fully developed. However,